This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Mary Traveland, good morning and happy new year, everybody. It's time. It's time for a new gardening year. It's time for a little more rain. It's time for, I don't have anything promised on the forecast, but maybe before too long, and just time to enjoy talking about the plants at your place, and that will be my goal for the next 3 hours, and we're live. I mean, I'm out here without a net, so I need a phone call. I really would like a phone call, calling for a phone call. If you don't do that, then we'll just start dialing miscellaneous numbers. I'll let Randy do that for me, and you don't want to be on his phone list. 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. If you're outside the Metroplex, reach us at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227 on a Verizon phone. Pick up that phone, punch in the pound sign, and then 820, and you'll be right with us. We have a great crew. It's just a normal day in paradise here. Have Randy Williams running the boards, and Jerry Overton will be doing newscasts. Those guys are pros. They're super pros. And Mike Sutton, who has screened calls for me since 1995. Oh, Mike, we're growing old together. I'm about 20 years ahead of him. And R.J. Williams, who's the kid on the block, and R.J. is here also to screen for us today. It's a great crowd, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227 on the Verizon phones. All you do is hit the pound sign and 820, and it looks like Jeannie and Red Oak will be our first call up in just a moment. We have the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll get right on to going to the phone lines. A quick reminder that I'm on Facebook. If you'd like to join me there, you'll see about 13,000 avid gardeners helping other avid gardeners. And I'm in that mix as well, but it really is a fun page. You never know what will pop up. Yesterday, I posted some things about wheelchair gardening there and had some wonderful replies immediately from people who have seen demonstration gardens or who have experienced it firsthand. So go to Neil Sperry on Facebook, NEILSPERRY. And you can also link there through my website, neilsperry.com. Every Sunday morning at this time, we do the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I'm an adopted person, and so I've always had an affiliation with adopted pets, and for 26 or 7 years now, we've had a daily, every day that I'm on the air, we do a feature for the SPCA of Texas. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney Dog, this is sponsored, by the way, by Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Today's dog is Allie. Allie is a stunning Australian Shepherd with a silky, soft fur coat. It's pure and white as snow. To top off her stunning good looks, she has an adorable pink nose with brown freckles and ice blue eyes that will melt your heart. Allie is a really special girl who needs extra tender love and care. She's deaf. She's currently learning hand signals at the SPCA of Texas. So she needs an experienced, patient owner to help her continue her training once she's adopted. But you talk about making a difference in an animal's life. You could be that person. I've purposely asked the SPCA, give me the ones that are a little bit harder. And I've had three-legged dogs. I've had blind dogs. I've had a couple of deaf dogs. And we have one today. It's Allie. She may come across as shy and reserved when you first stop by to say hello, but if you bend down really slowly, she may come up and sniff your hand. Allie is learning how to trust and how to be loved, and she's really starting to come out of her shell and learn that people really are good and loving and her friends. Come to the SPCA. I love this one. To the SPCA shelter in McKinney, asked to visit with Allie. She promises to warm up as quickly as a toasted marshmallow. She's really warm and gooey on the inside. Allie is looking forward to spending some quality snuggling time with someone to love and keep her warm forever. And she is at the McKinney shelter. Now, that's all good news. The bad news is they're not open today. New Year's Day, they do close. They close 3 or 4 days a year. So you'll need to go tomorrow. To view all of the animals at the SPCA of Texas, go to SPCA.org. And Allie has already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines, and you're invited to meet her tomorrow. They're open 7 days a week, but not this one day. regular hours, noon until 6, 7 days a week at 8411 Stacy. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. It's about a quarter mile east of Custer on Stacy on the northwest corner of Craig Ranch. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. That's a new address. They didn't tell me. And it comes right here at in my events at the bottom of the page. Regular hours, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Now, let's see what we have. This is events. The SPCA of Texas is moving. Come see our new spot at 2400 Lone Star Drive in Dallas. Opening day is tomorrow, January 2. Come see all the wonderful animals waiting for loving homes between 12 and 6 tomorrow. I know when they moved in McKinney years ago, they had a parade of the animals. I don't see a mention of that. You might go to SPCA.org and see if there's a parade of the animals. Every dog was taken and cat was taken from the old shelter to the new shelter in a car. One per car, and it was cool. There may be too many for Dallas. I don't know. That report is sponsored by Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. I want to go back to that report. Allie is not at the Dallas shelter. Made a big play on the moving of the Dallas shelter. Allie is in McKinney. If you're going to adopt her, the deaf, beautiful white dog, she is at the McKinney shelter, and that's on Stacy, just east of Custer. The Dallas shelter is the one that's moving, and they have a lot of wonderful dogs, too. Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. What a wonderful place. And you heard the voice of Mary Travland as I began my program today. Mary is my announcer and my friend and my advertiser, but she also is the owner, co-owner of Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, and they're tremendous. They've been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. Dixon Brothers is proud to supply you with Franklin, Little Giant, and Cal pumps. These quality brands mean that you can get a small 80-gallon per hour pump for your tabletop fountain or a powerful 10,000-gallon per hour torpedo pump for your waterfall at the same store. That's Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. You can get a Franklin electric sump pump, a dewatering pump, a sewage pump, a sprinkler pump, an irrigation system pump, and a water well pump all at Dixon Brothers. No matter what water system you need, Dixon Brothers is your resource. Remember that Franklin, Cal, and Little Giant pumps are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Their showroom is at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. That's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, or call them. They're closed on Sundays, 972-288-7537. I'm not sure about tomorrow. Odds are they'll be open, but I'd call first, 972-288-7537. That's Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. All right, and we're ready to get our program underway. A little music piece there. I think the computer's having some glitches this morning. Randy's already warned me of that. Let's start out with Jeannie in Red Oak, our first call of the day. Jeannie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being the first call of the year. What am I talking about?
Well, yes. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I cut back to the ground a crepe myrtle to start it over again.
Oh, good girl. People have no idea what you're talking about. We'll explain in a minute. Go ahead.
And it is now up about, it's between 3 and 4 or 4.5 feet tall. At what point do I start thinning out, you know, the branches to leave maybe 5 branches?
All right. When did you do the to the ground cut?
I'm thinking it was either last year or the year before.
All right. The reason I ask that, now let me bring everybody up to speed. Folks, if you ever move into a house or change your mind of something you've done in the past and a crepe myrtle has been topped, the quickest way to get a beautiful crepe myrtle back is to do what Jeannie has done, and that is to cut it to the ground and allow it to regrow strongly and then train those branches. If you try to salvage what you have 30 years later, you'll still see the knobs and the knurls. Jeannie, what what happens with brand new crepe myrtle branches when they come up stems is that they're very brittle. You probably noticed last year that some of them just laid over, just flopped over. You'd get a gust of wind and one of them would break. They're just very, they snap. And once they're woody, which probably would be all finger size, that's the time to start thinning them out and deciding. And I'd always overshoot. If you're going to want five, I'd leave seven.
Okay.
Or eight or something like that, knowing that eventually you'll thin it down a little bit more, but that gives you just that one more safety valve.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I was counting and trying to count, and I thought, goodness, I'm doing good to get five, because some of them are almost like on the ground. I mean, you know, they're spreading out and it's coming up, but it's way low on the ground.
Are they coming up from the roots, six or eight inches?
It's coming up from the, no.
Okay.
Yes, it's coming up from the base. Is that what you're asking?
Well, no. Sometimes when you dig a crepe myrtle, you'll have a donut of plants that'll come up outside the soil ball. Sometimes when you cut a crepe myrtle back, you'll get some sprouts that'll come up 6 or 8 or 10 inches out from where the original trunk
was. No, I think it's all from the same base.
Well, they'll be fine. And then the other thing you'll notice is you'll get more of them this year. And so if you only have five now, you'll get your 7 or 8. Just let some of the ones from this year develop.
Well, I've got lots of limbs. It's just that some are thicker. Some are as big as your little finger.
All right. At this point, I'm stuck because I can't see it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by the ones laying down, but the ones laying down are not going to develop into good trunks, and so they don't qualify.
Okay, so anything that's going up, pretty much upright.
Want them to be vertical trunks, that's correct. And
yes.
You want them to be kind of as if you did a floral design where you put things in with your left hand and your right hand at angles.
Yes.
So that they're not straight vertical, all of them side by side by side and going to grow together instantly. You want some interest to it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can do it. Good for you. That took some courage, didn't it?
Well, I moved it, and my grandson moved it for me, and he accidentally broke the top.
Well, you're going to be amazed at how well it does. It'll do well for you.
This will do.
We're going to call Neil's Bluff. You betcha. Thanks, Jeannie. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, coming up in just a moment will be Pete in Denton. He'll be our second call for this year. James in Buffalo Springs. Good questions lie ahead, so stay with us, please. Again, if you'd like to call, 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Verizon is #820. And this is your opportunity to save one-third on my 2012 Texas gardening calendar. Now that we are into the new year, there will be a lot of people, I predict, that will start calling our office this week saying, hey, I didn't get it for Christmas, and I didn't get it ordered last fall, and I've got to have that calendar. This is traditionally the busiest month that we have of the whole year in terms of selling calendars. And so my recommendation to you is, if you're looking for a garden calendar with 12,000 words telling you month after month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of those plants in your landscape and garden, a lot of information of when to do things, and a beautiful wall calendar as well, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. When you buy all that together, you're saving a third on the calendar, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed with everything, or I will refund every penny you've invested. Please call now and get one of the few remaining calendars. The total price, $38.95, $3 postage, and they'll go in the mail Tuesday. So here's our phone number. It's for the calendar for 12,000 words, 70,000 characters of when to do things, and the full year of the best regional gardening magazine in America. Call 1-800-752-GROW. But you must call before 11 today. Call while we still have calendars on hand. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Keeping the moisture level around your house constant is essential for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Find out how easily and inexpensively you can make a foundation watering system by going to foundationrepairs.com. Of course, if you need repairs, Advanced is the best with a transferable warranty that's good for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. One of my real joys in getting to do ads for various sponsors is to do Half Price books. They are terrific. I hope that you have made a Half Price books fan out of yourself. They're just great. Since 1972, that means they're finishing up, getting ready to go into their 40th year. This may be their 40th year. Let me do some math on that. I'll get back to you. I think that math is pretty simple. They are your local hometown company, founded right here in the Metroplex, and now with 116 stores in 16 states, 20 of them right here at home base. Half Price Books has been named the best bookstore by both the editors and the readers of D Magazine in just a few months ago, the Best of Big D 2011 issue. And I've been a Half Price Books fan since the beginning. We've been telling you they're the best. And apparently I'm not the only one who agrees with that. You know what I like the most about Half Price Books? You go in and you see their staff busily working their inventory, and they know their inventory. And that's a difficult inventory because it's always changing. You're going to find one-of-a-kind treasures at Half Price Books, and they know where they are. They'll go help you find them. They're cheerful. They're there. They're available. They're eager to serve. Best of all, almost everything in the store, 99%, is half the publisher's price or less. Books, music, movies as well, and it works both ways if you have books, and I do. I've been doing a lot of cleaning over the holidays, and I'm going to be visiting our local Half Price Books. They'll buy them from you. You'll free up some room, and you'll be able to reinvest in other books. It just goes on and on and on. Take a look at the rare and collectible books as well. There's no telling what you're going to find, so shop today. It's kind of cool outside. Great day to go to Half Price Books. Better yet, stop in at a couple of them as you're out on sales calls or whatever it is you do for a living. When you have a miscellaneous moment waiting on the spouse to finish buying whatever it is he or she's buying, go into Half Price Books. The books are half price. The excitement comes free. HPB.com.
Neil Sperry's website, neilsperry.com, is the place to go for all kinds of horticultural help, gardening tips and tricks, special offers, horticultural resources, and maybe best of all, Neil Sperry's most asked Texas gardening questions. That's from the man who's taken more than 300,000 telephone calls dating back to 1978. And while you're at the website, sign up for Neil's eGardens electronic newsletter. It's free. It all starts with a visit to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
All right, and that's Mary Traveland right there. There you go. Oh, I am thrilled. I just looked at my stack of ads that I'll be doing, and here is Wamak Nursery. This is many, many years I've had the chance, not many times per year, but several times this time of year, each year, to tell you about Wamak Nursery in De Leon, Texas. You know, every Super Bowl Sunday, we have Dr. George Ray McEachern, the state pecan and grape specialist with Texas A&M. George Ray has retired and has been hired back to do some special work for Texas A&M, and he continues to join us every Super Bowl Sunday. I'll get that lined up soon. We've done it 31 years, and Wamak Nursery handles all of the varieties of fruit and pecans that he will be talking about. Family owned and operated for generations, Wamak Nursery grows most of their nursery stock right there in De Leon. Large variety of many types of pecans and fruit trees, berries, brambleberries, everything. You can order by phone. You can call and request their catalog. Now, they're closed on Sundays. 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497. They're at WamakNursery.com. They have a lovely website, WamakNursery.com, WOMACK. Get their catalog, but you'll also find right on the website everything that they offer. And I will tell you that there is quite a demand on pecan trees, and so supplies are limited. And so my recommendation is that you order early and be prepared if they're out of some of the varieties you've been looking for. Don't delay on pecans especially. That's Wamak Nursery. Let me give you all their contact information. The physical address if you want to go to De Leon. By the way, they sell by mail order a lot of their stuff, most of it. 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon. D-E, capital L-E-O-N. That's 2551 State Highway 6, DeLeon, Texas, 76444. And the phone number, area code 254-893-6497, WamakNursery.com. Back to our phone lines. Let's go to Pete in Denton. Pete, this is Neil. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, sir.
I've got a Japanese maple that I put in my yard about 5 years ago, and it grew faster than I expected. And it's at the corner of my patio, and it was shaded until it started growing, and now it's taller than my roof.
And it's not and happy up there.
No, it's not. It's one of the red variety, red leaves variety, and about,
middle of June.
By the 1st of July,
yeah.
It's burned all the leaves off. So I want to know if I can trim it back, and if so, how far?
I can't believe what I'm about to say. Yes, you can in that case. If you are ever in Washington, D.C., Pete, you need to go to the United States National Arboretum, and you need to go through the bonsai collection of the National Arboretum. It was given to them by the country of Japan. I don't know how long ago, 15 or 20 years ago, and you will see a Japanese maple there that is 400 years old and is not knee high to you. What you're going to be doing is just basically bonsaiing that tree out in nature, and you're going to be doing it very, very carefully, a branch at a time, to sculpt it, not just to keep it down. I mean, you could flat cut it and make it look really bizarre by giving it a burr haircut. Or the other thing that you could do would be to sculpt it very carefully with lopping shears and hand shears. And yes, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and it'll just start branching out from where I cut.
Yeah, and if let me just use a figure I'm going to dream up. Let's say that the burn line is at 9 feet. Anything above 9 feet sticks out in the sun. Then you need to prune it to 8 feet and give it a little bit of regrow room. Otherwise,
right.
If you cut it right where the burn line is, it's going to any new growth will burn right
back
away. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, that's great.
Happy
glad
trimming,
I can save
every
it.
Year. Yeah, happy,
all right.
Happy trimming. All righty. And, you know, we have James in Buffalo Springs, and he has come and gone on my screen a couple of times on my monitor, and I think he must be losing phone connection. I don't know if he's there. I don't have time to take him before we go to a newscast right now, but if you're having trouble, call back, please. And we'll put you right at the top of the list, James. You've waited your time, and you've bounced around on your cell phone or whatever it is that's dropping out. Here are the numbers, folks. We have several lines open, 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Verizon is pound 820. I want to tell you about our home landscape school. It comes up in less than a month. It comes up in about 3 weeks. On Saturday, it's probably 4 weeks. Saturday, January 28th at the Plano Center. Dr. Steve George of Texas A&M, the father of the Earthkind Rose Program. Steve and I will be teaching all day long. Steve does more than just think about roses. He does home landscape schools. And our goal is to teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. It makes a wonderful spring project. And it gives you a lot to think about and a lot to plan. It's fun. You'll know how to do a landscape plan to scale. We will teach you how to lay out beds, how to place them, size and proportion and scale of the landscape. We'll talk about form of plant growth and textures and all of that. Then we'll show you the best plants for North Texas landscaping. We will even give you plant placement within the landscape. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will join us at noon. We've hired him specifically to talk about the best annuals and perennials for Texas landscaping. I'll have a part as the finale if you care to stay for it. It's kind of an addendum, a bonus, and that will be perfect Texas turf, so you'll have a great-looking lawn to go with your home landscape. But most of all, we will teach you how to design a landscape project. That is on Saturday, January 28th, sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro, Expand and Grow. potting mix. And then on February 11 or 12, you'll choose one day or the other. You'll go to the Dallas Arboretum for a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. We'll give you tickets for two. You can enjoy the Arboretum, and then your consultation will happen, and we'll teach you how to finish up that landscape plan. You'll leave with a working drawing, all the necessary drafting supplies, a full day in the classroom January 28. It's quite an event, and it sells out each year. It's $179 for one person, $219 for two people. Limited seating is available. Call now. You can call now or you can register online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. The phone number to register is the same as for my calendar offer, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Scott Songbird Selections was developed by ornithologists using only high-quality ingredients, no added fillers like corn and Milo. It's been field-tested and proven with more than 30,000 feeder observations to attract a wide variety of songbirds and to keep them coming back. Scott Songbird Selections has a wide variety of birdseed blends to attract just the right wild birds in your area. Choose from all-purpose blends to press seeds and soots. New for 2012... from Scott's is NutriThrive Wild Bird Food. It provides essential nutrients that the wild birds need to thrive. NutriThrive contains a supplement that provides vitamins and minerals that are often lacking from other wild bird food blends. It's proven to improve bird health. It supports reproduction, immunity, molt and plumage, vision, and energy production. It's now available at your local Ace Hardware stores in three different size bags, press seed, and soot. NutriThrive, Scott's most advanced bird nutrition ever. For more information on Scott's Songbird Selection products or any of the other fine Scott's products, go to scotts.com, scotts.com. Oh, and it is time for the news. It's my time to introduce my friend for the first time this whole year, Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil, and Happy New Year to you, too. A new poll by the Des Moines Register finds 41% of likely caucus goers in Iowa say they're undecided or still might change their minds about the Republican presidential race. Caucus, of course, is Tuesday night. WBAP will help you stay on top of the live reports from Iowa beginning tomorrow morning. Transportation officials have released a plan exploring two options for expanding passenger rail service in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. One of those plans would provide daytime service between Fort Worth and Kansas City, Missouri. New optimism about our economy.
We started to see a lift in the second half of 2011, particularly into the latter part. And I think some of that is likely to continue. That momentum will continue into this year.
Lizanne Saunders, chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab & Company. A new law is kicking in with a new year. In New Hampshire, girls who want an abortion must first tell their parents or a judge. And Colorado coaches will have to bench players as young as 11 if they're believed to have a head injury. WBAP News Time, 8:34.
It's looking pretty good across the Metroplex right now. Moving to posted speeds on those main lanes, you can cover a lot of ground. No accident stalls or delays to get in your way. This report brought to you by Allstate. The more you protect, the more you can save. Bundle coverage for your car plus home, boat, motorcycle, or more, and save big. Call your local Allstate agent to bundle and save today. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie Linden on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast. Sunny and cool today, only 60 for the high. Winds out of the north-northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear and 34 tonight. Sunny and 55 tomorrow for your Tuesday. Sunny and 59. Right now, we're all clear. 42 degrees in North Texas. It's 8:34. I'm Jerry Overton. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transform Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork. Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Rubel began selling bedding plants with a small truck and in a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants could be found at Rubel's. Two decades later, the entire Rubel family works to expand the reputation for excellence, both in service and in the quality of plants and products. Now in three locations. New plants are delivered daily because Rubel's grows their bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. And their landscape division can deliver and plant all your new plants. And Rubel's staff has been with them for years. Come and see the friends you've grown to know. Don't forget Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmer's Market location that carries unique pots, statuary, and gift items. Farmer's Market, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand. And Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue. For more information, call 214-744-9100 or go to rubels.com. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Rubel's, where Dallas goes for plants.
Would you like a little help spelling Rubles? R-U-I-B-A-L-S. There. Thank you. You're welcome. Otherwise, you may never get there. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean. This is a long-time friendship and a long-time admiration of a company. James Smith owns and operates Dalworth Clean. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth for more than 31 years, almost 32 years. Right now, you pay only $33 per area on four areas of carpet. Deep down, Dalworth Clean. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. Now, they are not open on Sundays. I don't know if they'll be open tomorrow, but you can try. But you can book online right now, right now. You can count on Dalworth quality and service. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award every year it's been offered. And they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and you can't get much better than that. Dalworth Fine Floors, love this store. We're going to be doing some business with Justin Siffert, the manager, there sometime very soon for my magazine office, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. It's a beautiful flooring store. Beautiful. And if it sounds like I'm laying heavily on that, I'm not exaggerating. Wait till you get inside and see it. They also are closed on Sundays. The Shop at Home van will bring new flooring samples right to your home. And the number into the Dalworth Fine Floor Store is 817-520-1400. Dalworth, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new since 1975. Remember, right now, you pay only $33 per area on four areas of carpet cleaning from Dalworth Clean. 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at Dalworth.com. Dalworth Clean.
Those numbers to call Neil now. 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You can call in now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. And I want to address a call, and I normally don't do this if somebody hangs up, but he kept trying to call through, and I think he had a kind of a remote phone connection. James in Buffalo Springs needed a tree that's 20 feet tall or a 20-foot space in a narrow tree. And I was talking to my screeners while you were listening to news and other ads, and they said that it is up against the house, I think, something like that. The best upright trees... I'm not a big fan of columnar junipers and Italian cypress and things like that. In most cases, they are just drama kings and queens waiting to drive you nuts with their appearance. But maybe that would work. A landscape architect or landscape designer could help with that. But the other really upright trees would be teddy bear magnolia. It tends to stay small but still be a nice egg-shaped tree at least. Little gem probably would not fit in a four-foot area. Oh, I know it wouldn't. It's too wide. Possum haw holly, Warren's red possum haw holly is a multi-trunked. Actually, it's a big shrub. that can be trained as a tree. So could yaupon holly, for that matter. And so could some of the tree-form crepe myrtles. And then the really columnar one of all of them, and I rarely recommend it because of other issues with it, but capital ornamental pear is columnar. It'll get 20 feet tall and 4 or 5 feet wide, but it still shares the same problems with poor branch structure and also with the susceptibility to cotton root rot. So those are your best choices. That's a difficult setting to have that narrow a space. But hopefully that'll help somewhere in there. Thanks for calling and trying back again a couple of times. Bob in Arlington's up next. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. Happy New Year.
You too. Hey, okay. I had 4 22, 25-foot Leland cypress trees that died this summer.
Yeah.
And They were great trees, but and then blocked a lot of the area that I don't want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So cut them down, and I've called a number of nurseries, and they said, "Hey, man, the Leland cypress really isn't that great of a tree for here." And so they're not even, a lot of them aren't even offering them.
Yeah, to bring everybody up to speed, there is a disease called Ceridium canker. It's Ceridium. There's an extra vowel in there. But anyway, it's a really serious disease, and the telltale symptom when a Leyland cypress has it is you'll see sap coming down the branches and down the trunk, and that's evidence of it, and it's deadly. There's nothing going to cure it. And we should not plant Leyland cypress here any longer. When we have stressful years, that's when it takes its toll. Are you looking for something the same shape and size?
Yes.
Eastern red cedar juniper, the native red cedar, is exactly
that. Yeah, my wife is allergic to cedar.
So is mine. And let me tell you that if you, and I'm not going to try to talk you into it, but I am going to tell you practically from my own standpoint here, I've been married 44 and a half years. I love my wife dearly. I wouldn't do anything that would make her life miserable. But there is so much cedar pollen out there anyway. Adding another tree or two that will bloom in January, and she can stay indoors during that time and take the medications, it won't be a drop in the bucket. She's going to have all the same allergies anyway, whether you plant them or not. Having said that, little gem magnolia is a nice 30-foot tree that gets about 25 feet wide. It's slower growing. That's one of the things that I like about red cedars is that they are quick. Japanese ligustrum is a large evergreen shrub. It does freeze to the ground occasionally, but it's a pretty durable thing. It also is very invasive, and it's probably not going to be too many years until some of the purists in Austin are going to say, you can't plant those anymore. You can't even talk about them because they're invasive. They're conquering the wetlands. Okay, that may be. That's probably right. Not a lot of other trees that are that big that will give you that kind of visual block. How tall do you have to have? What's the minimum that you could get by with?
Well, the trees around it are all like...
Yeah, but I'm talking about to block whatever view you're trying to block. How tall do you have to have a plant big?
I kind of need it about that high, but...
30 feet?
Well, 25, every bit of 25.
All right. Well, little gem magnolia is by far your best bet, and it's a long-term plant. It's a good one, and
okay.
You can buy it in all different sizes.
And then as far as container or a ball, it don't matter to you?
It matters a huge amount. I would not ever want to buy a bald and burlap little gem magnolia. I'd buy a large container.
Okay, and how many do you get it?
You can get it all the way up to 200-gallon pots. You can get very large little gem magnolias, and that way you get all the roots. Bob, I got to run, but that'll get you started, and that's your best bet, I think. Let's go to Carl in Azle. We lost his call earlier. Also, Carl, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
How can I help you?
I've got some mesquites, and I thought, instead of just poison them or cutting them down, getting rid of them, would there be any way to graft that tree? Since they got a good established root system.
Graft it to what?
Well, anything.
You could probably graft it to another mesquite tree. You need to remember that plants, well, you see it with transplant organs. you have to have very great compatibility or the organ will fail. The same thing is true with grafting. You might be able to graft a hickory onto a pecan, but you certainly could not graft an oak onto a pecan, nor could you graft a mesquite onto anything very far removed from it.
Okay.
And so, no, I don't think so. I think you're going to end up with more mesquite.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that thought went through my mind.
Good for you for trying. Try to harvest some of that lumber if they're big trees, Carl, and maybe because mesquite lumber is beautiful. It's just very fragmented and hard to find. But if you have big trunks before you cut it, you might ask around a little bit.
All righty.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Paige in Fort Worth. Paige, hang on. We're going to have to take a break, and then we'll come to you next. Paige, Pat, and Martha, next three calls up. Thank you all for calling in early in the new year. I didn't know how many coherent callers we'd have this morning. We're doing pretty well so far. Don't want to brag yet. We'll wait and see how it goes. Save one-third on my 2012 Texas gardening calendar. Would you like something that would give you reminders month after month when you change the page from one month to the next and you see what in January needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in this month? You say, what would I need to spray this month? There are some very critical things you would spray this month. You get a warm spell like we had the last few days, you can apply a broadleafed weed killer, and it tells you specifics of that. If you want to put out a horticultural oil spray, there's another example. These are some things that you need to know, and there are hundreds of bullets like those in this calendar, month after month, telling you when you need to do things. What's the first vegetable that you need to plant in your garden? Did you know that it's onions and sugar snap peas, and that they come up 2 to 3 weeks from now? It's in the calendar. 12,000 words, 70,000 characters in the calendar. It's a beautiful calendar. You're saving one-third on it by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine between now and 11. We have already printed all of the calendars. It's not going back on the press. It is subject to the supplies on hand. If you delay, you lose. So don't do either. Call before 11 today. Save one-third on the calendar, the total price for the entire offer, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America. Total price only $38.95 and $3 postage. We'll ship them out Tuesday. Call today. Call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 11.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
I'm Morgan, and I'm a recovering addict. When I was using, I was very self-absorbed. I cared for nothing and nothing else besides myself. It was very frustrating for my family. Now I know they're with me, and they are for me, and they'll always be with me. I'm at Serenity because I honestly feel that I've bettered myself as a person. When I see someone in Serenity and they're new to the program, I can only wish for the best for them, and I keep them in my prayers. I'm very uncertain with what I want to be right now, but for right now, I would like to stay sober. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. Without Serenity High, I'd be miserable, without a diploma, and I'd still be using to this day.
I had a wonderful, wonderful interview that I did about 2 weeks before Christmas. It's the first time you've heard it, first time it's aired. And what a powerful statement for recovery and for a desire. Don't you just want to reach out and hug these kids and help them? And that's emotionally what happens at Serenity High. If any one of you has ever been in a 12-step group, you understand the importance of support of others who are in the same situation, struggling with the same issues. I am so grateful for a group called Families Anonymous that I have attended faithfully for 16 years. I couldn't have made it through some of these things without that. And so I understand 12-step groups. I understand addictive behavior. And I really root for the kids at Serenity High. And thank you for your support. And thank you for your listening and understanding to their messages. There will be two more, one that you've heard once before and one that you've never heard before this morning. The Amish Furniture Showcase. Oh, do I have news for you about the Amish Furniture Showcase. This is a great bit of news. They're having their annual January sale. They have a huge markdown on everything in the store. Now, it says on my ad copy here, 15% off everything on the floor. They're giving an additional 5% off. The sale includes a number of floor sample items. Some tags reduced as much as 40%. I'm not sure of all the specific percentages, but it's across the entire store. Quality Amish-made furniture, family-owned and operated. This is the Lepsis family. They buy from the finest Amish craftsmen. I have Amish furniture in my office at home. I love it. We have it in our sunroom at home. We love it. It's just great custom. Handmade hardwood heirloom furniture made without the use of electricity by Amish craftsmen from the Midwest. This is from Indiana and Ohio. It's only the finest quality American-grown hardwoods, quarter-sawn oak, cherry, maple, hickory, walnut, and more. Sealed with two coats of catalyzed varnish, it resists most household chemicals and water. Find furniture for your living room, furniture you didn't think was made this way any longer. This is not imported from overseas and with some kind of painted-on finish. This is the real deal. It's solid wood. They're in Frisco, south of Warren Parkway, just west of Preston, north of Stonebriar Mall. The actual address, 3411 Preston Road, Suite 9. There are three big obelisks in that big shopping area, that square mile shopping area, the big pillars that go up 50 feet in the air. They are in the shadows, the afternoon shadows of the one closest to Preston. 214-387-0204, AmishFurnitureShowcase.com. Back to our phone lines. We have Paige in Fort Worth. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I have a question about two Meyer lemon trees and a mandarin orange tree that I have had for, well, two of them I've had for 10 years, and I got one of the Meyer lemon this summer.
Okay.
They've all been really healthy up until now. My neighbor thought he was doing me a favor and added, they're organic, by the way. I don't use any chemicals. I really don't fertilize them at all in any way. But my neighbor thought he was doing me a favor by fertilizing them with Miracle-Gro. And I wanted to know, and not Miracle-Gro organic, how long it's going to take for, how do I get that Miracle-Gro out of its system, out of the soil? How long will it be before I have an organic, before it produces truly organic fruit?
Okay. My direct answer to your specific question is that it's a water-soluble fertilizer, and so therefore it's going to go through everything pretty quickly. I'm not sure how long it takes to get every last. I mean, the plant uses that nutrition. It needs that nutrition. It uses it to build plant tissues, to do what a plant does in growth. And it needs nutrients from somewhere. If you're not fertilizing with anything, then you're really holding the plants back, because pure water alone has chemicals added to it, and those chemicals are not what the plant needs. But there won't be much of that left. There won't be much of anything left in the soil after you water it five or six times, if you let the water drain through.
Right.
Paige, I'm not trying to change how you feel at all, I promise. I'm going to tell you my side, and whether it's right or wrong, it's, you know, there are lots of ways to garden, and I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to express facts. Plants take nutrients into their systems in elemental form. So if you put cow manure around that plant, it would still have to break down to elemental nitrogen in water solution to go into the roots, elemental phosphorus, elemental potassium, to be taken in and water solution. The plant would not know, could not differentiate whether it came out of a Miracle-Gro container or whether it came out of a cow container.
Okay.
And so as a result, the end result with the fruit is not going to be any different. Really am, and I understand that a lot of people want organic produce, and I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to say that usually when you get organic produce, it's not just the fact that it's been grown without inorganic products being added to it, but it's also that organic gardeners tend to take really good care of their plants. I bet you do. And so, but I would think within a month or two, you'd be fine. The fruit, it takes longer than that to develop. And so some of those nutrients are going to be within that fruit, and they're captured there until the fruit is harvested. But anyway, that's my answer.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. I have one more question for you. What is the best environment for them in the winter? I have a very tiny house.
Yeah, and they're getting large, aren't they? The best environment is the brightest light you can give them. And if you don't have enough light, then you need to cut way back on the water that they get. And I normally at this point would also say the water and nutrition that they get. Please don't cut back on the nutrition they get. You can't go below where you are. But but just keep them a little bit dry and a little bit cool if you don't have the lighting. I'm not saying dry. I'm just saying don't try to get a lot of new growth on them during the winter.
Okay.
But basically they need to be in a 70 degree full sunlight greenhouse is what they would most like to have, and come as close as you can. I got to run. I hear my music dance band. Pat and Cedar Hill, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but we have two more hours. Please hang with me. And Martha and Mark, you're coming up right after the news, and I really apologize. Pat's been waiting a long time with a smoke tree question, and Martha with a soil amendment for magnolias, and I really want to help you. All right, we will be back on the other side. Stay tuned, please. We're into 2012. Happy New Year.